Hi everyone, today is July 22nd, 2021, and this is episode 2 of the third season of Listen to L Boogie. After a short break, we're going to cover a disturbing story out of Atlanta, where two black Atlanta police officers that know better was involved in a bit of police brutality on a possibly mentally ill female. I'm going to cover this as soon as we turn back from this short break. See you soon. Peace. All right, everyone, we're back. We're going to jump right on into this story here out of Atlanta. Okay, we have an issue here. Two Atlanta police officers have been pulled off duty after video posted to social media shows one of them kicking a handcuffed woman on the ground in the head. Upon review of the video, a statement posted by the department said, "The actions of the officer who kicked the woman appear to be unacceptable." The department identified that officer as Sergeant Mark Theodole and named a second officer who stood by without appearing to intervene as Officer Bridget Citizen, reports the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. According to Atlanta police, the incident on Monday began after officers were dispatched around 12:30 p.m. following a report of an armed individual. A caller had advised a female was walking in the area and had pointed a gun at several people, police said in a news release. It continued. Officer arrived on scene, were able to locate and detain the female. Officers became concerned with the female's mental health and requested Grady EMS transport her to the hospital for evaluation. The female was not charged. The statement added, "Officers recovered an unloaded handgun during the incident and turned it over to the family member of the female for safekeeping." The woman was not identified. People was not immediately able to contact either of the officers. But after video related to the incident was posted on social media and seen by Chief Rodney Bryant and other commanders, the department said it depicted an Atlanta police sergeant kicking a female in her head, according to the news release. Upon reviewing the video, the actions of the sergeant appear to be unacceptable, and we are also concerned with the apparent lack of reaction from another officer present during the incident, said the statement. Both officers were immediately relieved of their duties, with the sergeant placed on unpaid suspension and the officer put on administrative assignment, according to the statement. The department's Office of Professional Standards also was directed to open an expedited investigation into the actions of those officers on the scene. "The actions of those in the video appear to fall outside our standards and training," the department said in its statement. "However, it is important for the Office of Professional Standards to conduct a thorough investigation and determine the facts surrounding the incident. Chief Bryant will monitor the progress of this expedited investigation and review the findings to determine the proper course of action." Well. This is a case of Negroes acting badly. It escapes me why these fools, black or white officers, continue not to adhere to the fact that everybody and their grandma has a video camera built into their phones that are on their person 24/7. You can look throughout the years and see officers murdering people and doing all other kind of manners of evil, and it's caught on video, and they don't even know they're being videotaped. Are they stupid? Evidently, and I'm going to say they are stupid. Especially if you are a black police officer. You do not have the complexion for the protection. They are going to barbecue their black asses. And they should. On the plantation, acting like your slave master. Really? You gonna kick a woman that's already in handcuffs down on the ground and kick her in the head because she attempts to spit at you, and you know that something is wrong with her? You stupid idiots. And then the other officer, the female officer, stood by like it was a normal thing. Know why? Because it is a normal thing. They just got their asses got caught. And she gonna throw her career in the toilet behind a big, tall, goofy, lurch looking ass black nigga. Boy, I tell you, we always gotta learn the hard way. We always have to learn the hard way. I don't care what uniform you are wearing, that does not erase the fact that you are black. Let me say it again for the people in the back that maybe didn't hear me or are wearing, you know, have hearing issues. No matter what uniform you're wearing, police, military, cleanup, janitor, naked, you are black. You are held to a different standard. Prime example. A few years ago, I think a black police officer reached across, two police officers came up on the scene. It was dark. There was a white officer on the driver's side and a black officer on the passenger side. I think he was maybe from the islands or something. This corny, dumb idiot pulls out his service pistol or gun or a weapon, I'll say service weapon, and shoots across his partner and kills a woman. What was he thinking? He thought he was blue. Y'all are not blue. You're wearing a blue uniform, but you are black. Now, I really believe the majority of officers know this, that they're serving in a profession where nothing is really equal. You know, where they say you all are blue, but then when certain things happen, you realize you can't act and operate like your white fellow officers do. I believe a great majority of black officers know that. And to be honest with you, I feel safe living in a city where the great majorities of the officers are black. I'm proud when I see black police officers that carry themselves in the proper manner. Because truth be told, it's almost the Wild Wild West out here now. But if you don't have any police officers, it would be way worse. People would do whatever the hell they want to, and they basically are now with the police. So it's good profession. It's just that you have bad apples, not to include white supremacists that have already infiltrated police departments all over the country. But then you got these stupid Negroes that think, that don't think, evidently. You gonna kick this woman in the head. You don't even know you being taped. Now, I bet you he is somewhere sitting home, not receiving pay, with his hands in his hand going, damn, I should have done that. No. You're right. You should have done it. Because you've been, evidently, he's been acting like this. It's not for the officer to be a sergeant. He's been on the police force a minute. It's a great possibility that he's done this before. And it's a great possibility that the officer did react. She didn't react because she's desensitized because it's normal behavior. Normal. I hope they barbecue, tar and feather his behind. Because it was totally uncalled for. You're going to throw your career away and pension because you are trying to act like your slave master. Well, that's all I have to say about that. And that is going to conclude this emergency edition of Listen to L Boogie. I'll holler at y'all later. Possibly tomorrow, I'll do another episode. Y'all love each other. Peace.